Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and praise the Lord on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. What a blessing it is to be here with you on the all-new Elevated Stars of Heaven Network number 9. And I am so excited to debut this elevation the Lord has given me for 2020. And I am honored and elated and giddy. Glory be to God to be here and sharing Reflection 29. I tell you what a blessing it is to have been with you throughout the whole year of 2019, that you have been with me in receiving everything the Lord has given to me for you, for the edifice of your soul, for the saving of your soul. And I tell you, I'm elated to have finished my course. This surely is an open-ending holiday celebration as 2019 comes to a close. And as I share with you, I didn't want to do a benediction. I wanted to keep it open-ended because it's not over. It's just a continuation of the transition to a greater place. And I'm excited to be here with you to share those things. And I'll tell you, I'm bursting because I can feel the excitement. I can feel what God is saying, what he's been saying, and the culmination of what this new decade, oh my goodness, this decade is birthing in. And one thing I love about God is everything that he does is always, first and foremost, to prepare us and to reveal to us his purpose and his plan. And if you've been paying attention, if you're saved, first and foremost, and redeemed of the Lord, and also saved from the wrath of God, which is coming on earth, you understand what he's been saying, not only based on our spirituality and our eternal salvation, but what he's saying in the universe. This is why I'm so excited about this elevation and how it relates to my sharing with you the greatest blessing that I've come into in 2019, which I'm excited to share with you in a few minutes. But I just wanted to just to share what I know the Lord's been saying in this building, in this climaxing of what he's doing and what he's saying, and that is taking us to a higher place in Him, and preparing us for this new beginning, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And I pray you remember that and you keep that as the forefront of being saved, is that even though centuries will come, times and seasons will come and go, but the Lord is here forever. He said, I'm the Lord, I change not. I'm the same today, tomorrow, forevermore. So, you know, we are one in Christ, and we are sealed of the Lord, and we have this adoption, known cry for Father, and I tell our times and seasons in His hands. I'm just really excited about what he's saying and honored to share this reflection with you. As I move to close this year with the Bride of Christ co-vocation reflection, and it's been a blessing sharing it with you. And I'm just really excited about what he's saying as it relates to the times and things that he has in his own hands. And one of the things that he was saying to me is, it has been, again, if you've been wise virgins, wise stewards of what God has given us, we would understand what he's saying is that he's been really purging us from a decade, from a decade deliverance, and I really feel that. I feel that what's birthing in is also what's being released, and it's been a decade deliverance, and it's been not too late for him to release you from some things from this decade. And that was awesome when he said that. He said this is a decade deliverance of releasing things, which comes first and foremost from our salvation, being saved, which is one thing, but to be saved from things that are generational, ancestral, things that are cultural, some things that are personal to us. That's what he's been doing. So if you really have been following the Holy Spirit and you've really been aligned with him, that's what he's been doing. That's what he is doing. He's delivering us from and releasing us from the decade of this era. And, again, a new era is now birthing, as St. Apostle John said, before he saw the bride adorned like a bride adorned from a husband, coming down from the new city, the Holy Jerusalem. So I'm excited about the new thing that God is doing, what he's saying, what he's putting in earth for him, and this new era. And I'm really excited to share what he was saying to me about what he's always been saying. Because one thing about God, he says, I give you no new commandment. God is always speaking the same thing he's always spoken. But the difference is in saying the same thing he always said is revelation. And revelation only comes by growing in the knowledge of him. He is Lord of Lords, who is our great shepherd, our good shepherd, our porter, our redeemer, our high priest, our everything. So I'm excited to really just expound on revelation on today. And this revelation is by way of the gift of God. Because one thing that the Christmas season is really it's all about is gift giving and the gifter. And he was sharing with me about what he's doing as he brings us into 2020 is that remembering what he said, that he that ascended is the same that descended and gave gifts to him. And then gave gifts unto me, and these gifts are the gifts that govern the universe. and governs our giftings and our talents. And so the thing that I was really blessing God for is understanding the gift. And Paul, Apostle Paul said that we're to cover the best gift. Excuse me. I hope you can hear me clearly, just to interrupt for a minute. I'm using a new device, and if it's, I sound a little choppy, forgive me. I'm working on getting me a new E-Priest. For some reason, my other mic went out, and I'm using a backup. So I hope you can hear me clearly. I'm hoping it comes through. I did a test before I came on air, and it sounded pretty good. So, yeah, so the thing he was saying to me was the ascension and the descension. And truly, the word of God says that promotion cometh not from the east nor from the west. Promotion comes from God. And that's why it's so important to be properly elevated and be elevated for the right reason. And that elevation comes as a result of us growing by grace. Hallelujah. And not just by growing by grace, but embracing and receiving how he chooses to reveal himself. How he chooses, the Holy Spirit, Father God, Godhead, Father, chooses to elevate us and teach us. Amen. You know, because it's all about teaching. And that's what Jesus was and is. He teaches the Holy Spirit. Say you have me, that no man teach you anything, but the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. All things. And that's one thing that I'm celebrating and coming into a greater depth of my spirituality. This is uniquely my own. And that's one thing you need to know, that your spirituality, your faith is not hinged upon anyone else. Our spirituality is finally entwined in our faith, which teaches us about the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. And that's why he gave me Ephesians, the first chapter, the first 20th verse. And I have a lot to get to. I want to just get it all this in 45 minutes, and I'm going to read all of it in totality, because before the end of the broadcast, I also want to share with you some tidbits and some things you need to look out for as you move forward in your gifting that have been imparted to you, that have been given to you from birth, and understanding how important it is to keep the gift pure. Keep the gift pure, hallelujah, and understand that the altar is greater than the gift. Not to have that backwards, as you said. It's not the altar greater than the gift, because it's the altar that sanctified the gift. But many people, they put emphasis on the gift because they want the reward. But our gifts are special. They're unique. They're given to us from God. And if you want God says, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of life. So I celebrate your gifts on today. I'm celebrating the gifts of God that will be manifesting and being revealed to you in the future in 2020. I'm praying for a deepening of those gifts, a sanctification of those gifts, more impartation of those gifts, which is accompanied by our talents, because our gifts and talents go together. In order for us to manifest, I guess we have to use something. So whatever God has given you to manifest your gift, I pray that it's being honored, you're using it for God's glory, not for gain, and know that he's receiving extremely great reward. Definitely his reward will come, and blessings will come, monetary, because that's what it's about, receiving the monetary. But it will come as we are faithful. Amen. Be about his business, he'll be about our business. So I want to quickly go to Ephesians before I go to my notes and share some things that I wrote down prophetically that he was saying to me as I was inspired in sharing this reflection. Now, Ephesians, the first chapter, the first and 20th verse, Apostle Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Which is something he always said. He's an apostle by the will of God, not by the will of man. Which is another thing, again, that speaks to my spirituality, his spirituality. His spirituality is not birthed by man. It's not birthed by man's doctrine. It's birthed by God. My mandate is by God. And my answer to him alone. Amen. He goes on to say, in declaring that he's the apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. So that's really important to understand where the spiritual blessings come from. He's saying he's blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He's identifying Christ is the one who is the mediator, who's our intercessor, who is the gift of life, having given his life, in whom all blessings flow in heaven and earth, because God has given dominion over all things in the earth. And he goes on to say, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundations of the world. So that speaks of our predestination. He said, as he himself chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So God did all of this and sanctified us, predestined us, for his good pleasure. And we have an adoption that we are now the children of God, heirs of salvation, by Christ Jesus to himself. Not to a man, not to a local assembly, but to himself. And that's according to what is the pleasure. And that also, it speaks of what he said also in the same chapter. He said he placed the gift in the body as to please him. And he set us, fashioned us, to please him according to his pleasure. To the praise of the glory of his grace, not works, not self-righteousness, not by legalism, his grace, wherein he had made us accepted for him to be loved. That's one of my favorites. That's my favorite among the scriptures. I'm accepted in the beloved. And not in the world. The world loves his own. And so in order for you to be able to move forward in 2020 and understand your gifting, you have to know that they came from God. They were given to you, they were birthed in you, they activated in you when you were birthed into the world. Those giftings were conceived in you, put in you before when you were conceived, and they were birthed when you entered into the world, and they were activated by your senses, by your experiences, BC and AC, which is why we have the power to change the narrative. We have the power to overcome and not just let stuff happen because, again, greater is he that is in us than he is in the world. Now, I'm going to continue reading the next verse where it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So whatever it is that you're going through, in him we have redemption through the blood. Not through man or stuff in rituals, through the blood, because it's the blood that was shed for us and that cleansed us and washed us. Even the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, talking about grace again, wherein he had abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. And that's the thing that I was celebrating on and giving God glory for, because it's understanding the mysteries of his will that I'm able to grow in my spirituality as he unveils his glorious mysteries to me. according to what I need to know, according to his purpose and the plan for my life and the will for my life. And then he goes on to say again, according to his good pleasure, every good thing God does, he goes does according to his pleasure, which he has purpose in himself. In himself. So even though his purpose benefits us, he uses us. His purpose for himself. Because it's he that made us, not we ourselves. And that's why it's really dangerous to take your gifts and your talents and make and use it for your own self-blame and purpose. Because, again, it's always saying, where can you go from self? It's all about you, and you feel you are God and all this stuff. Then where do you go from you? I mean, that's really dangerous. I mean, if it's all about you, you are God, then where is it to go from there? You know, so we have to be careful not to make it about ourselves. Because, again, we didn't create ourselves. He did. And that's why it's even the more of a blessing to give God glory and praise for our life. Because without him choosing the honesty birth in earth to our parents, again, who we didn't choose, we would be here. So I just want to expound on that. Now, the next verse he says, in that the disposition of the fullness of time, he might gather together one in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Amen. So that inheritance that we have, that we obtain by being in the earth, amen, and which is predicated upon heaven. Because, again, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You can talk about being predestinated according to the purpose of God, of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Working all things after the counsel of his own will, which means in order for us to be in the fullness of the Godhead body, in order for us just to be mature and perfect and fruitful and productive, we have to know what's the mind of the Spirit. And again, when he said he that is ascended is also descended, they give them to men. Yes, it's not talking about men per se for a gender, male or female, but it also talks about maturity, which is the theme of this month. According to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. For that he purposed it. That's why it's a real danger to have somebody who's about in their own will or in the permissible of God, because knowing that they make shipwreck, they'll destroy your life. So, Father knows best, and the best place to be is in the will of God. Hallelujah. He said that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trust. After that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, that I'm saved by salvation of the gospel, hearing the gospel message, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So it's because of our belief in hearing the gospel, the good news, that not only are we saved, but we are sealed to their redemption, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Glory be to God. Until the redemption of the purchased possession. That means until he comes to get us again. Amen. He comes back to get his investment, return on his investment. He goes on to say, unto praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and love, all about love, unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you. So he's giving thanks for them, for their faith in the Lord and their love toward, they show toward each other. And he says, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. To give the eyes of your understanding, being enlightened, to know the hope of the calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Not in the world, but in the saints. Because our inheritance among those that are sanctified. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us for who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he had raised him from the dead and set him as his own right hand in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. I wanted to get through all that, read all that, because this is really what I was praying and thanking God for. That although my spirituality is manifested in ways that he chooses for me to grow and understand it, but it's also based on and in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, one of the things that I was thinking and praising God for in the second opportunity that came was remembering the visitations and the appearances of God, of the God he had hired in my life, and how he appeared to me. Those visitations while in prayer, things that he showed me so I could know that it was him, so I could be comforted by the Holy Spirit, how he communicated to me, how he really persuaded me when I was in doubt about some things. And this was truly the signature of Jesus. And him let me know it's him. And this is how he taught his disciples. He gave them parables, teaching them spiritual things in all things that became to life and godliness. Because everything the Holy Ghost speaks, everything God speaks, being God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it always pertains to life and godliness. And how God chooses to reveal himself to us according to his dominion and according to his sovereignty. Now, the thing that I wanted you to really know in this is accepting his providence helps us grow, again, in the knowledge of him. And if we're saying we receive him and calling him Lord, Lord, and being our Lord and Savior, if we don't receive how he chooses to reveal himself to us, that we can grow in him, mainly to know that he's the true Christ, not some antichrist, conjured Christ, we'll be met with rebuke. This is evident in his rebuke of Peter, who refused to accept the Lord's form of communication and provision. Now, I'm going to get to Acts 11 chapter in a minute, but I want to go to my notes because, and he'll speak to me about the gift, because in the gift, in the gifting that God gives us, they keep on giving. Amen. And not only do they keep giving, it's about the giver, the person who's using their gift. So this is twofold. Talks about the gift that comes from God, that sends a sanctified by the altar, and this is about the person who's giving the gift and the person who's receiving the gift. Now, the gifts of God are sown in our DNA. These are things I wrote down that he was sharing with me. And he said, our gifts are sown in our DNA at the time of our conception. They are activated when we enter the earth realm, as I said before, the way of our senses. These intentions and our intentions and using our gifts guides us and warns us and can reveal to us the unknown. Amen. And again, only God knows the unknown, because he created the creation from nothing, one without form and void, and the darkness upon the face of the deep. So only he knows he's in the darkness. So God knows he's in the darkness and he is the light. So he knows it all. Now, he went on to say that these gifts are these gifts as well as the callings. Again, gifts and callings go together. He said the gifts as well as the callings that accompany the gift are without repentance. However, they serve God's purpose on our behalf and benefit. And that's what I was saying to you about gifts and calls are repentance. You can have a gift and not have repented of it. And that that these gifts that God has given us, where those gifts are, which is important for you to know, as you try to fulfill your calling, amen, it's also being perfected in those gifts. You know, being able to have someone to show you how to master your gifts, amen, as you use them to fulfill your calling and your purpose. And who other, and what is that person to do that and show you that? It's God. And the people that he sent to you to help you hone those skills and master those skills. And again, the relationship that Jesus had with his disciples is a perfect example of that. Now, again, every good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of lights. And it's important to know that, you know, those gifts that come down from the Father of lights have purpose. Now, everything God created was Tova. This is another theme of this month, according to Tebbit. Everything God made was Tova, which means good, and was created from darkness to be revealed by the light of his glory and his confidence. Our gifts were given to us to be manifested, to give glory, honor, and praise to God in purity. In purity. And when he gave me this one, he gave me this part, he reminded me of when he was tempted after fasting 40 days and 40 nights by the devil. And in order to keep our gifts pure, you have to check your motive when people try to and want to recognize your gift and want to be a part of it and want to benefit from it and profit from it. You know, remember when he was tempted 40 days and 40 nights, the devil offered him and said, all these things will I give you, bow down and worship me. All these kingdoms of the earth will I give you if you bow down and worship me. And remember his response. The Lord thank God shall I worship, and only him shall I worship. So he spoke what God spoke. He said what God said to rebuke the devil. So, and moving forward in 2020, you have to be careful of those who will take knowledge of this gift. Because, as the word of God says, your gift will make room for you and bring you to a great man. God's gifts don't come to bind us, and we shouldn't let people bind us by our gifts and our callings. It comes to set us free. Amen? So, there's no negotiating your gifts and your callings. You need to be real clear on what he said he wants you to do, what he's called you to do, and he will make provision. Where are you in doing that? And you have to compromise yourself. You want to be in trial and error. And what's important, you got to make sure you check your intentions and your motives on why you are using your gift. Is it just for profit? So, you know, be careful not to negotiate that which God has already given you, especially when he's already spelled out how, or he knows how he wants your gift to make room for you, which will bring you to a great man. Okay, let me go on real quick. Now, one thing I'm going to share before I get into Acts 11 chapters is another thing he said to me about the gifting, because it's important for you to know what type of gift you're receiving from. And that's whether you're in the body of Christ or you're receiving from someone's gift who is using their gift and according to their calling, which is not always in the church, because, again, God uses everything for his glory, and it don't have to be in the quote-unquote church for you to grow and for you to receive. And this is exactly what Acts is talking about, the 11th chapter. And I'm going to, again, get into that in another minute, but I'm going to finish this. He said when God gave us our gift, it's important to know, again, how people are using the gift. That means you need to understand how the ministry gifts work, how the Holy Ghost works, and he'll show you. Now, the anointing and the gifts of God works differently, will actually manifest differently with other people. It's the same gift, the same administration, but a different manifestation. So understanding the foundational, understanding of how the gifts work, which takes teaching and God allowing you to show you how it's supposed to go so you can identify when you see a default. Now, operating or receiving from a polluted gift, or someone who compromised that gift, will pollute you. Will pollute you. Because again, he said, our gifts will make room for us and bring us before great men. And anyone who's using their gift for selfish reasons and only for gain, and you are receiving from that gift, it will bind you up. The only way it binds you up, it will abort your true destiny and your true purpose. It will alter you and alter your course. So it's real dangerous to be receiving somebody from that gift because it's operating, it's telling you what you want to know or what you benefited from it. If it's not, their gift is not sanctified, it's not pure in purity, if they've been compromised or they're doing it for gain, it's not going to profit you. Yeah, you'll hear what you want to hear, but it won't bring forth the fruit and will not reveal the purpose God intended because this person has been cursed. This is the next thing that he shared with me. When God shuts down a person's gift, or they are unanointed, as I declared in 2019, their gift will not profit you anyway because it's not profited enough. Now, I'm going to share these two things with you quick before I go into the 11th chapter. I keep saying that. Is that one of the examples that he gave me in the anointing being lifted off a person was Saul. When God lifted the anointing from Saul, he became like a natural man. And you need to know when someone is operating out of that gift, that the same day of God, or still getting up and going to be in the pulpit every Sunday, and he, she preaching, and you can't even recognize that they are unanointed. They've been cursed. It takes a mature person, it takes a discerning eye to be able to discern, and God himself to show you what's really going on. So you won't be displaced, amen? So you can receive your inheritance. So you can be glorified. So you can become to know the true Christ by way of the Holy Spirit. Now, when God lifts the anointing and shuts the gift down, oftentimes you're not aware of it. And if you are aware of it, people won't accept the fact that he has shut them down because they're so invested in why they were using the gift. They're so invested in what they have produced as a result of using their gift for their calling, which is a lot of times to make money or pay their fortune. So a lot of times when they know God has shut them down, they'll still be operating anyway, which is real dangerous. Real dangerous. This is what you have going on today. People using their gift and operating out quote-unquote calling and purposes. And it's not even of God. And these continue to operate from their calling, knowing that God favors and releases them. Now, one sign that you will be receiving from a polluted, deactivated gift is that there will be confusion and there will not be clarity. Confusion and clarity. And that's real dangerous because Jesus, when he went about establishing the kingdom of heaven, his message was pure, it was simple, it was precise. And his message and his movements were clear and simple. There was no wizardry, there was no game playing. And the fact that he was speaking what God told him to speak, and he was operating from the Holy Ghost out of purity. God bore him with the signs and wonders. Signs and wonders followed him as a result of him moving by the Holy Spirit. And so you need to know that. Signs and wonders will follow the gifting. Signs and wonders of heaven. Okay, I spoke on it binding you up. Make sure that the person gets on binding you up. Another manifestation of a gift that's been deactivated, and a person is operating out of the flesh in their gift, is, again, legalism. There's a lot of rules and regulations. There's no liberty. They don't leave you with your own identity, where you have the choice of deciding for yourself what's of God and what's not of God, which you have the power to do by the Word of God. What I'm going to do, because I only have a few minutes left, I'm going to continue this on anger. So I'm going to close out, and I'm going to do part two on anger. Yes, I am. I'm going to do this on anger. So I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to close out, and I'm going to come right back and be with you on anger. But the another thing you showed me in knowing that you are receiving from a deactivated gift will be the manifestation of pride, anger, and frustration. Pride, anger, and frustration. The gifts of God have come to bring us joy, hallelujah, and make us joyful and fruitful, seeing that we're in the light. And we see, again, Saul was an example of this. When God unanointed him, and released the anointing off of his life, he took the evil spirit to torment him. And so I always know when I'm in the presence of somebody who knows they ain't got no business operating out of what they're operating out of. When they operate out of their gift out of the flesh, or when they out of maturity, or when they got out of your mortar, because when they see me, when I come in their presence, they get agitated, they get frustrated, they get mad. You know, and I'm like, okay, here's another one, God, who, you know, operating out of, you know, rebellion, disobedience. So I'm going to expound on that in a few minutes. I'm going to close this up now, and I'm going to prepare my anchor broadcast and come back and expound a bit more on identifying the blessings of our gifts. Amen. And I'm going to truly come back and minister Acts the 11th chapter. Hallelujah. So I'll see you in a few minutes. Well, I will talk with you in a few minutes as I prepare to end the broadcast. To share more with you, please, in a few minutes, call attention to reflection 2019, open ending 2020, 2019.